My grandfather's factory was absolutely ruined, amongst 12 other people. They were evacuated because of the commotion and fear. I mean, they were very frightened. Winston Churchill, as you probably recall, he sent in the troops and the Riot Act was read there. They destroyed the factory. My grandmother was pregnant at the time. This was in July and the baby was due in August. And Alfred de Rothschild offered them his home for some of the Jewish people who literally lost everything. And my grandparents went there to some estate just outside London. The baby was born, my aunt, and she called him Alfreda after Alfred de Rothschild, which is a very interesting thing. And then the government made a full inquiry into the Tredegar riots. They came out on the side of the Jewish people that they had been so badly treated. I mean, the troops were sent in by Winston Churchill, Riot Act read outside Tredegar County Hall, and they were all given compensation. Now, being a nosy one, when I was a bit younger, I went to the county archives in Cwmbran to have a look at it all. And there was a letter from my grandmother in her own hand, written, acknowledging the payment of compensation in 1913 of £800, which is an enormous amount of money. And all the other Jewish people who had all their businesses literally destroyed, who were penniless, had substantial compensation. So out of that evil came a little bit of good. The government came out against the perpetrators. A lot of them were arrested. They were given various sentences or various hard labor. It was quite amazing. But there was one fly in the ointment. There was a gentleman there who was the chief constable by the name of Bosanquet. And he wrote a damning letter to Winston Churchill, which I've actually seen in the archives, which stated that these Jews come from Russia to Tredegar with absolutely nothing. Within a year or so, they become property owners, and all terrifically anti-Semitic. It was quite astonishing how bitter they were, envious, but they don't realize how hard these people worked. They came with nothing, yes. You only have to go to the cemetery in Merthyr Tydfil above Cefn Hon, which is still there, and you look at the gravestones dated 1870s, 1880s, from all over Europe, how these people came and how they started and how they got on their feet. It's a quite incredible story. And it was only because they worked hard. I mean, they didn't inherit anything. It all came from just sheer hard work. And yet it bounded back in them because there was a story going round that they were forcing the people to go and work in the shops that they owned. It was the times, there was the Irish strike, there was a lot of strikes going on with the miners and God knows what, and unfortunately the Jewish people became a scapegoat of it all. But anyway, it's that sort of thing. That was before I was even thought of.
But, I mean, yes, but you haven't family memories.
Well, of course, my grandmother never forgot it, and my grandparents used to talk about it. I mean, it frightened them to death. You can imagine a mob like they were, and they were rough. I mean, they weren't Welsh, a lot of them were Irish. Because a lot of, you see, the Tredegar Iron Coal Works at that time was the largest in Europe, employed about 6,000-7,000 people. The population of Tredegar, which was a little town, one of the busiest Welsh towns in South Wales. And it attracted people from Russia who had family over here, and they got jobs, they started. A lot of them were miners, a lot of them were steel workers. But they all prospered. It's quite phenomenal. And my grandfather was one of 14 children, and they all grew up in Tredegar, most of them. But of course, they all diversified. A lot of them went to university. They became professionals. The history of the family is quite astonishing, how they got themselves up and how they put themselves forward. It really is.